Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Zen Nu. Omega 7 Zen Nu is here to serve you. I am your Empress, and I am your advocate, and I am here to serve you. Once again, I'd like to thank you and welcome back, family. So how are the children? Glad to be back. Thank you so much for joining me on this segment. We are in a brand new segment, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't noticed, our topic for this season and for the rest of this month will be the school of dealing with natural remedies. Our topic today is the school of natural healing. We'd like to invite you in. Why don't you come in and lock that dial in, little G? If you'd like to call in at 646-478-0270. Our phone lines are now open. You can call in at any time and be a part of our discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, we are embarking upon a transition, and we are looking to have better lifestyle. So we're going to acquaint you with the green lifestyle, understanding about natural healing and how we can get in better shape than ever before. I don't know how many of you are being a part of that baby boomers where we are living longer these days. Some of us are living to be 80 and 90 years old, and we are still in the baby boomer stage. I don't know about you, but I am getting ready for that millennium and getting ready to make transitions and better choices. How many of you are making better choices on the green lifestyle, conscious-minded thoughts? That's another thing we're going to be speaking on, conscious-minded thinking, understanding how we can go into the vegan diet and live a lot better by letting our livestock stay alive and making sure that we have produced products with less livestock. Because if you didn't know it, ladies and gentlemen, the more livestock that is used in our products, the more potential we have for infectious diseases as well as toxic atmosphere. I want to talk to you a little bit about how to keep our environment clean, how we can begin to make that transition into the new millennium. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be making a great transition. You should probably be feeling it about now. The earth is wobbling. It's true. They're not just doing that dance and doing that thing, talking about wobble over here, y'all, wobble over there. It's really wobbling. Believe it or not, we have to get in touch with our sciences, and we have to understand what the solar system is doing. And once we understand that, we can better prepare ourselves. I'm going to talk to you today about natural healing. We're going to deal a little bit with vegan food and green products. And we're going to talk about some authors that are writing books that are giving us insight on what we should be doing to better acquaint ourselves with a more conscious mind. Why don't you stay tuned and get yourself ready, because we're going to bring in the topic today for you, and we'd like to just say it is only possible through the power of faith, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've prayed lately, and I'm going to invite you to pray from the moment I wake our heritage and everything. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Is there really a way to keep faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night follow me when I rise, and my fears bring tears to my eyes. Will our hope
family, you're in the Care to Read room, and I'd like to invite you to be a part of our petition on behalf of calling forth the ancestors. If you just go over to the throne of grace with me as we get in position for prayer, I am purifying myself so that we can offer prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, we can't do anything in our own strength. We have to call on those ancestors so that they can be present. And as we talk about the power of prayer, I want you to understand that you can just meditate on the goodness of God, or you can say a word of power by chanting. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about the seven African powers today. The powers today, the seven African powers, the God of every man is not in heaven, ladies and gentlemen, nor is he in the invincible vistas of space. Aren't you shocked to hear that? For in those remote expanded dwellings, that vast spirit, which is a God of the world, the great Macaroon, the man's God is his own divine part. That's right. It abides in the remote of his own aura body. To this spirit, he addresses his prayers, and in this spirit, he invests his hope. Toward this spirit, he is led by his aspirations. And in the union with his spirit, he achieves immortality. This is Ori. Say it with me. Ori. Ori is your personal God that's been assigned to you. And that this scripture is coming from the Mainly Palm Hall that was written by Chief Metahochi. The spirit is his real self. And this real self is the Vodun. Say that with me, Vodun. His real self is the Orisha, the aura of Ori. His vast parts, this vast part of the man has an infinity with one or more of his seven primary spirits of nature. The seven African powers, the seven African powers. Each of these powers is said to be correspondent to a color, a musical note, a planetary vibration, and a mystical dimension. These seven powers, however, are not seven individual powers of spirit beings, but seven legions of phalanges of entities that are formed into groups in the spirit sky. These groups of spirit are composed of thousands, perhaps millions, of individual spirit beings. Or powers. Each power is formed on the basis of a common moral, intellectual, and natural infinity, each having its leader and its spokesperson. In the Western Hemisphere, ladies and gentlemen, or in the African diaspora, these seven powers have also been specialized into seven lines of categories of spirit. Seven lines of nation, as well as seven spiritual and esoteric rites of passage. Now, as I bring you into this conversation, I want you to understand that we're Yoruba in this room, and we concentrate on our culture and our heritage, and we are African people. Make no mistakes about it. And that is why I'm giving you these lessons, so you'll know who you are. Ori is what I'm talking about today, the holy guardian spirit of everyone. That is at birth. The physical head comes out first, as you know, while the rest of the body follows, further increasing the similarities to Ori's inner head, which is also the first creation and the sole determinant of man's destiny on earth. For this reason, the physical head is treated with much respect and propriety, like Ori in Newt. It is spiritual counterpart with results that the former often serves as a medium for communication with the latter. The following phrase, names of Ori, demonstrates how the attributes of physical heads are used to highlight the image of the spiritual one, Ori. Ori uni a day, Ori apre a day, Ote mo pao ilede, Ori baba oku, Ori Ele Gaba Obu Bi Aroni Baba Oku Ori Ate Ori Joab Dokoda Mopede Lewi Ni Ori Kopa Kopa Ori. And what it's saying in English is, Ori cause and creator, who makes bean cakes, but never sells them at the market. The great companion who never deserts one. The master of all is the Ori we shall praise. The rest of the body comes to naught. When Ori is missing from the body, what remains is useless. What remains is incapable of carrying any loads. It is Ori which bears the load. Ori, I pray you, do not desert me. Ori, I pray you, do not desert me. You, the Lord of all things, do not desert me. Now, I want you to tell yourself that the most important part of your extremity is your head. And that is where your intellect is. And God has placed your personal God in your intellect. If you are to have good success, then you are to praise your Ori. If you are to have good fortune, then you are to praise your Ori. If you are to have many children, then you are to praise your Ori. God has given you a personal God, not to confuse the God of the universe who created the universe with your personal God. He's giving you your very own intellect so you can commune with the Godhead on your shoulder, which is Ori. I read you that information so you know that if you're to have good fortune, you are to praise Ori. I'd like to tell you a little story before we go on. See, there was a story told about the Orishas, and the question was asked, in the event that a man was traveling and wanted to take someone with him of the Orishas, which one of the Orishas could go all the way without turning back? And just to make a long story short, every one of the Orishas were asked, if you were to be asked to go on a journey with your master, would you be able to go all the way? Every one of the Orishas said that they could go, but they all said, I might have to stop to make a little journey to say goodbye to my family or to fare them well. Each one of them failed the test because they were not able to go all the way with their master on the journey because they had other things to care to. But Ori won the question and answers because he was not the one boasting about how he could go all the way. But in the end, Ori was the one that stayed with his master, did not deter, and went all the way. Ori will never leave you. Ori is attached to you. He was given to you at the inception of your birth when you kneeled down and asked to come here. When you kneeled down and said you had a solution to this problem, at that point, Oromola witnessed your coming here and witnessed your destiny. Your destiny had been carved, and Ori was there. And Oromola was able to shape and mold you. He knows your destiny because you kneeled down to discuss with Ori and Oromola what it was you came here to do. Because your destiny has been carved out, and it has already been written in ink for you and is laid there. You only need to walk in your destiny and allow Ori to speak to you on a daily basis and commune with Ori. Take time to go into your room and sit with white cloth and meditate on the consciousness of Ori that is within you. You find your solutions on the inside. There's nothing on the outside that you can find to solve your problem. Remember, Ori. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we're going to go over to our area where we have discussions. The phone lines are open, and I bid you and solicit for you to call in on that phone line, 646-478-0270. Call in now. We're now open for discussion. Our discussion is talking about the green living and lifestyle. As I talked to you before, there are several books out on the market that you might want to pick up. And one of those books is The Religious Awakening That book is available and out on the market, and it's talking about the sacred acts and how churches are working to protect Earth's climate. And that book is by Mallory McDuff, and you can find that probably through Amazon. And that's a book that you might want to read to find out about today's time and understanding how we need to protect today's Earth. The next book is called Autism Raising. And the autism is a puzzle, ladies and gentlemen, connecting the dots between the environmental toxic and raising the autism rate. Now, this book is by Britta Bell, a great book for teachers to read who are working with children of the disability of autism. The next book is simply Revelation, and that book is written by I.C. Springman. And this is a little book for children, a book that a child can enjoy. Nothing, you know, very difficult, no difficult words at all, but it's a book written for children by I.C. Springman. Another children's book is The Little House by Virginia Lee Burton. And this book has written, it includes the hardcover as well as a CD with a narrative of the story, including one of the pages turned properly and to read it. Burton Lessons knows this book has been written primarily for children by the age of 2 to 3, something that a child could enjoy at that age as a toddler. Now, there's a couple of more books that I want to acquaint you to, and you can find these books out in Amazon. I found them in my science book that I usually read, and it's entitled Extreme, well, I guess you would call it, the E Environmental Magazine, and periodically we get these books once a month. Now, the next book is called Derwin Unfinished Business, Rethinking Revolution, and this book is by Simmons G. Cowell. Derwin Unfinished Business is a self-organizing intellectual of nature, a book you might want to read about sustainability and environmental issues. Now, the next one is called The Man Who Quit Money. The book is written by Mark Sundin. And that's an interesting book that you can actually put in your library. Another book is Earthly Disruption, Wakening the Giant. And this book is by Bill McGuire, talking about awakening the giant, how a changing climate is triggering earthquakes and turmoil, volcanoes, and what's causing that with the global warming. Now, speaking of the global warming, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're feeling the change and the wobbling of the earth because we're going through something, and you have to become conscious-minded and understand that. Now, today's topic is talking about living green, living in the green life, and what we can do to incorporate natural healing. But I want to mention one thing about the negative population growth. And there has been various different anniversary celebrations of a 40-year group of people that works with the negative population growth. And they're inviting you to celebrate their 40th anniversary by signing up on their newest member. And they do have information that they are asking you to go to their website, www.npg.org. And they're asking you to sign on as a member to talk about how you can lower the number of the negative population growth. Just a little tidbit on that. Now, living green. If I'm talking about living healthy and having natural substance in my life, then I might want to look at how I can get a more greener diet. One of the things that I would suggest is looking at how to take some of the meat products out of your diet and limiting that to a more vegan diet. And what do I mean by vegan? I mean that you ought to look at some of your authentic traditional green vegetables, as well as look at those vegetables that may be Mediterranean style and that are only seasonal. But trying those products and growing them in your garden as well is very important so that you can begin to start to incorporate green in your diet. But you first have to become conscious. So how do you become conscious, Omi, you say? You have to listen to shows and read articles and magazines and find out what is really going on in Whole Foods. I didn't say go buy all the vitamins in the world and try to OD on vitamins. I said get your vitamins and your nutrition through Whole Foods. So what are Whole Foods, Omi? Whole Foods, you'll find them incorporated in some of your most influential seafoods, such as kelp. Kelp is a whole food because it is embarked with all of the trace minerals and the various minerals where you can use the kelp in the food and get all the vitamins you need. Now, other whole foods are wheat germ. And wheat germ is full of vitamin E. It is a whole food and can be used as a cereal and put in your cereal or grains or whatever you're cooking that might be a grain. Now, trying to go green can be difficult if you don't know what you're doing. You want to mix your proteins properly so that you're not trying to go vegan and finding out that you are deficient. Now, I want you to understand we can live healthy without eating meat. And we can become vegans, but we have to make sure we take our time and understand how to balance our 23 amino acids. And understanding you don't necessarily have to stop drinking milk. You can substitute your milk with almond milk. Also, there is the coconut milk and the soy milk. And there's the raw milk. And we've talked about the raw milk in here for some time and how valuable it is in nutritional products. But for those of you who are allergic or lactose intolerant, those are some of the things you can use, but you want to keep your proteins in balance. I want you to understand going green is not difficult. You can go green, and I would like to invite you to go green and start thinking more conscious, talking to people about this earth is going to be here. It's not going to leave us, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to have to live longer and healthier lives. I don't know about you who are coming up on the age of 60, but when you come up on the age of 60, you start to have a little bit more aches and pains than you normally have. You can take care of that through making sure your joints are lubricated with using essential oils. And we're going to talk a lot about essential oils in here. And I'm going to send you to my website where I sell essential oils and products, and I advocate raindrop therapy treatments that are dealing with the first medicine that was used on this planet. Essential oils, they can be ingested through taking them orally, or they can also be infused in our nostrils through the atmosphere, as well as auricula in our ear. Now, there are many people that are familiar with essential oils, and we're going to talk more about the essential oils of the Bible and which ones were the ones that Jesus was endowed with when Mary poured the oil from her alabaster box. And she used things like frankincense and myrrh. These were the oils that were healing, and these were the oils we can now still consume and heal ourselves with them. I'm going to be offering some special deals and membership for those people who would like to acquire those oils because I find them most necessary to clear the atmosphere of any bacterial growth because in the infusion of oils, there is no way bacteria can grow. So they are now using these oils in the hospital to clean up the atmosphere and keep out all of the bacteria. And these are things that are used in the place of using the antibiotics. And we need to know about these things, how to make our kitchen a green pharmacy so that we can live out of our gardens and sustain ourselves. So when this new millennium makes its transition, we're healthier people. I want to tell you, it's not that easy being healthy. You have to be conscious-minded. You have to stay spiritual and be conscious-minded so you can acquire these things in your cabinets, in your kitchen, in your family's life. And I want you to understand that this segment is being brought to you by the Care to Read Room, and we are going to be talking to you about things that pertain to transitioning and making an atonement to make yourself a holistically sound individual. Because we know that we are not just human beings. We are attached to nature. We are attached to Mother Earth. We are part of the green life, and we must understand that we eat the cow to get the green products from them. But why eat the cow when we can go straight to the green product? Now our soil is deprived of the silt. We have deficient soil, so we are working very hard to clean up the environment, to put back in the environment what is lacking. And I'm going to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, you can do it. I know you can, because all you have to do is say, I'm going to make a change in my life. As this universe makes that transition and the earth in its axis as it's tilting, we are going to do a brain balancing. We're going to talk about getting ourselves balanced with ORI. That's why I read you the information about ORI. You cannot carry the load without the brain. The brain is the only one that can go all the way. And I'm not talking about the physical, the two sides of your lobe, your right brain and your left brain. I'm talking about your spiritual man. You're going to have to get in contact with your spirit man, and that is ORI. And don't forget today to call on ORI and meditate and talk to ORI and ask ORI what it is he wants you to do or she wants you to do, because we know no gender in the spirit man, because you have to find out what you came here to do. And what you kneeled on your knees and talked to Oromola about what you came here to do. You have a mission. You were predestined. You were called. And you said you wanted to come here. Now you have to find out what that mission is and why you were called. You were personally called to do a special job. Don't waste your time doing things you weren't called to do. Find out what your destiny is. If you need a destiny reading, sit down with some priest and ask them to give you a destiny reading for your life. If you need to have a divination to give you a path of what you're supposed to be on, talk to your priest. Find a priest. Inquire about getting a priest that can be your spiritual coach and let them lead you today. I know they can. And if you are ready to make some changes in your life, don't forget that Mother Earth wants to assist you and aid you in whatever it is you're trying to do. But get on a path and stay on that path, ladies and gentlemen. And let's not get off that path, because once we get off that path, ladies and gentlemen, it is so hard to get back on. And I want you to know I'm with you, and I'm going to stay with you on that path. And you have to understand that if you stay on that path, there's nothing that can keep you from going all the way. Remember, ORI will go all the way with you. ORI will not part from you. ORI is the one that you are to give thanks to for going all the way with you today. Why don't you go all the way, and I'll see you tomorrow. Now, this is a special segment where I'm coming on for the whole week. Just to see all of my followers, I love you.
Oh,
now, ladies and gentlemen, make that change, and we will see you tomorrow, bright and early at 10:30 p.m. Our times will be changing. However, this is a special week we're bringing you, so please join us for another segment of Going Back to School. And thanks for joining us at school today. The school of wisdom is better than gold. But when you come into the school, make sure you're prepared. But thanks for joining the School of Natural Remedies. We're going to be working on bettering ourselves so we can make that transition into that new millennium, healthy and better than ever before by living a green life. And our natural healing, how do you become healed? Heal thyself, physician. Spend more time learning about natural products and spiritually getting in tune with yourself. And that is your ORI. I bid you farewell. And I say, oh, double and bye-bye to you, y'all. See you tomorrow. Good evening. Those drums are coming now. The sounds of the drums are coming. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now off the air and bidding you a farewell. Good evening.